Hey, this is Jilly Woodhouse on the Osteo Business Podcast, talking all things osteo business. Here's Jilly Woodhouse, an author, speaker, award-winning business coach, and passionate advocate of osteopathy.
Let's talk about the art of calm marketing. Have you noticed the amount of shouty marketing going on social media lately? I've actually been quite shocked by some of it. Weird overacting, aggressive faces to camera, and gimmicky behaviour. Sure, have fun with your marketing, but for me, there's a distinct line between being ourselves, even if we dial that up slightly, and rather outrageous, in-your-face shoutiness. Imagine a simple dartboard or an archer's target in the distance. I believe that the kind of marketing I'm describing is going to leave those arrows missing the target entirely, if not turning people right off. If you've been in my landscape for any length of time, you will have picked up that I like to get very specific about who exactly we're targeting. This way, the effort we put into social media marketing, which frankly isn't always our favourite task, is it, will actually bring a lovely, steady flow of new patients or clients. And the way to do this calmly is to get very, very clear about who we are aiming at, which is the bullseye of our work. So thinking about this now, let's get clear on who you might like to target. Now, just to clarify, because this usually brings the same question up every time, this will not stop your general bread and butter bad backs from hobbling in. It just means that the effort you make in your marketing is going to actually work. So who are they? What's their main problem? And how is this affecting their life? What's going on? How is it affecting their relationships? So what's going on perhaps at work or at home? What's it stopping them from doing? So we're getting into the nitty gritty now. What's it stopping them from doing? And how does that make them feel? Because we're driven by emotion and feelings. So we need to know, we need to tap into how that's making them feel. And once we're clear on all of this, we can think about who we already know and who we've helped and what that journey has been like. So this is where I'm very keen on having outcomes of take that patient on a journey, give them an outcome, give them a resolution of their problem as far as is possible. So thinking about those people, where are they now? And what did it take to get them there? What did you do? How is this reflecting in their life now? How are their relationships now? And what have they got back to doing? How are they feeling now? How are they feeling about where they've got to now? I believe this is calm marketing. No brash showing off. Rather, we're helping them to see a better future once this problem is solved. Aspirational, not scaremongering. Why? Because it isn't about us. It's about them. Helping them to see themselves in our marketing draws them effortlessly towards us. Paint the picture of their journey with us and they will come.
Thanks for listening to the Osteo Business Podcast. Remember to like, follow and subscribe on all Jilly's channels, which can be found in the show notes. Jilly's back soon with more tips, ideas and strategies to build your thriving practice.